Proclamation number 5199, dated the August 29th, 1951. Intellectual thought. Truth from God. You will always get into an inner state of conflict if you take your own paths, if you distance yourselves from me in thought and don't think that you need my support. However, if you firmly unite with me and look for me in thought, you will also be utterly convinced that you know the truth and are able to refute every doubt, because my presence only reveals the pure truth to you and you cannot fall prey to error in my presence. Bear in mind that when you are in doubt, you yourselves allow these doubts to arise in you because you search intellectually and thereby render me ineffective. For I never penetrate with my spirit if you yourselves don't want it. And this will is lacking as long as you only use your intellect. The object of your research will become bright and clear if you hand yourselves over to me in thought and appeal for my clarification. Every doubt will be swept away, because it cannot exist beside me, whom you call to you through your prayer. Try to dispel every doubt in you in this way and you'll succeed as soon as you make heartfelt contact with me and thereby give me myself the opportunity to take effect in you. It is so easy to receive an answer to all questions from me, yet the intellect must be excluded until you feel the answer in your heart. You must think less but listen within. This process is not comprehensible to any person who has not yet made the test that he can, with a sincere will and profound faith, hear me. The unbeliever will never be able to hear my answer in himself, because he will never seriously listen within either. Faith, however, makes him listen and he feels my answer in his heart. What seems unreal to the person is the actual reality, to hear me speak. And thus a doubter need only make heartfelt contact with me in prayer in order to dispel his doubts, whilst he can dwell on it for a long time and come to no certain conclusion if he does not approach me for advice. Without me you cannot know the truth, and neither will you be able to recognize the truth as truth without me. And even if you accept the pure and unadulterated truth from a servant's mouth who is educated by me, from a fellow human being who, in intimate contact with me, hears my word, it will still seem doubtful to you as long as you only listen to it intellectually, as long as you don't enter into contact with me as well, so that my spirit bestows an understanding for the truth upon you. And therefore my representatives on earth can only mediate but not convince as long as the listener has not yet established a bond with me. Nevertheless, my word shall motivate him to look for me, and I will truly and gladly allow myself to be found and give to him what he is lacking, complete understanding for the eternal truth, which will mature your soul as soon as you consciously accept it from me. As soon as you allow me to be present through your will, your faith and your love. Amen.